But moving on now, German officials say a Syrian refugee man who carried out a bomb attack in the city of Ansbach had pledged allegiance to the leader of the Daesh terrorist group.
As you will notice just now, the police just informed me about another detail from the analysis of the mobiles. A threat of an attack by the perpetrator himself in the form of a video has been found. It is in Arabic and an initial provisional translation by an interpreter has been done, according to which the attacker pledges his allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and explicitly announces an act of revenge against Germans as revenge for the killing of Muslims.
The interior minister of the state of Bavaria says the video leaves no doubt that the bombing was, quote, a terrorist attack. Daesh has also claimed it was behind the attack, which wounded at least 15 people near a music festival. Four of the wounded remain in critical condition. The deputy police chief of Bavaria says the bomb was constructed in such a way that was clearly meant to kill as many people as possible.
The bomb was ignition capable, that has been proven, and hooked to a device designed to kill as many people as possible. His suicide attempts, which we talked about earlier, were superficial, which means he scarred his arms. And that's why he underwent psychological treatment quite some time ago.
Roman Furtinger also said investigators found further bomb-making equipment at the attacker's apartment. The Syrian asylum seeker was to be deported to Bulgaria. The bombing in Ansbach in the state of Bavaria came less than a week after an axe attack claimed by Daesh in another part of Bavaria left five people wounded. The Takfiri terror group has carried out several attacks in Europe since last year. Joining us now via Skype from Atlanta is Jim W. Dean. He's a columnist with Veterans Today. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dean. Now, as we've just been listening to what some of the German officials had to say about this recent attack in Ansbach, the perpetrator had a history of mental illness. At the same time, declares allegiance to Daesh or ISIL. What do you make of that?
Well, this is right out of ISIL's playbook. The real jihadi terrorists have been taking advantage of mentally impaired people for years. I remember in Iraq where they were taking women that basically had some kind of a mental illness and giving them a package to deliver to someone and giving them $100, and they didn't even know that it was a bomb. So they've used people like this as cannon fodder. And unfortunately, amongst the refugee community, you have a lot of people that have post-traumatic stress syndrome. I listened to a program by a German psychiatrist on it today, and he said there are really the number of refugees that need mental counseling for the tremendous trauma that they've been on is way beyond Germany's capacity really to handle it. And these people are very fertile time bombs for ISIL to recruit. Usually they've done this through the internet, but hopefully the police will be able to track down where some of these bomb parts came from to see if he was in contact physically with someone from ISIL. But this is a bad sign if people are going to start moving to using bombs now.
Right now, Mr. Dean, it's not just this recent attack in Germany. Let's take a look at the wider picture as far as much of Europe is concerned, the recent attack in Nice, for example. There is that concern of that blowback that these Western governments are seeing because of their policies when it came to Syria. Now, there are many analysts who say that the easiest way to stop that is stop funding and supporting those terrorist groups that are wreaking havoc in Syria. What would you say to that?
Well, they're certainly not going to do that because they're never going to admit that they're doing that. And there hasn't been enough pressure from the media and also the major institutions. None of the think tanks, the churches haven't come out against them. None of the veterans groups, and a lot of people know better. Veterans Today is really the only veterans group or intelligence-related platform in the U.S. That's really talking about any of this in the community itself. Everybody else just wants to stay out of it because it's viewed as very, very dangerous to talk about and point out who's really involved in this in the West. But that said, there's no shortage of disgruntled jihadis, and they're under the cover of doing this for religious reasons. A lot of these folks are just castaways, losers. A lot of them are hoodlums that come from criminal backgrounds. And this is just an excuse for them to pick up a gun and be the big man and kill some people. Okay. So it's a very sad thing, and I'm afraid we're going to see more of it before it's over.
All right, that's Jim W. Dean, columnist with Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Atlanta. Mr. Dean, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.